cocky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. It begins today in Queens, New York, where two men were high and having sex in a box truck, which was parked in a lot near Kennedy Airport, when a jilted boyfriend of one of the men arrived at the scene. That startled the two guys in the truck, who decided to get out of there fast. Unfortunately, according to police, the truck then slammed into the back of a silver four-door sedan and then into a fence where it crushed the front of the truck. One of the men was able to escape, leaving behind his pants. He then hid in an empty horse trailer at a shelter that screens animals arriving from abroad near the airport. But after a few minutes, he decided to leave that trailer and call 911 and report that his lover was still stuck inside the truck. The first responders came and pulled that guy, who was also naked from the waist down, out of there, took him to a hospital. Meanwhile, the woman whose sedan had been hit was taken to the same hospital with back and neck injuries. Fortunately, they were not in adjacent rooms. By the way, the man who had started this whole thing was arrested by the police after he told them, "Yeah, I was driving the truck. I crashed because we were having sex and we were doing drugs. It was crystal meth. The crystal meth belonged to me. We did it because drugs and alcohol make you more awake." They also get you charged with multiple crimes and a spot on Knuckleheads in the News. Congratulations. Here's a story sent to me by JG. In Saugatuck, Michigan, Michael Ryder was approved for $360 every week in state unemployment benefits. Actually, he's never gotten a check, mostly because Michael is not human. Michael is a German Shepherd owned by an attorney named Michael Haddock, who told a local radio station that he was quite surprised when the dog got a benefits letter from Michigan's Unemployment Insurance Agency listing the dog as having been employed by a local upscale seafood chain. Michael, the attorney, says Michael the dog is very food-driven, so it's no coincidence he had a restaurant on his application. He also wants to know who filled out this application, because he did not. The agency says that their computer system did send it, but it was flagged by the humans as suspicious, and then it was later denied. So no checks were sent out after all those red flags came up about the claim. Story number three is from Oslo, Norway. I had about 11 people email this story to me. The story of Norwegian Airlines Flight 1156, which took off from Oslo from Munich, Germany last weekend, but it never got there. Because along the way, one of the passengers complained that the toilet in the airplane lavatory wasn't working. As I pointed out before, there are only two places in the world where the word lavatory is used. One is on an airplane, the other is in every kindergarten. But the bathroom on the plane wasn't working. And rather than continue on, considering it was the only toilet on the plane, the pilot decided to take the plane back to Oslo for repairs. Can't go all the way to Germany with no toilet. Here's the irony of the story. 85 of the passengers on that plane were men who worked for a Swedish plumbing company. Yes, they were plumbers. They wanted to actually fix the toilet. And they did take a look at it, but it turned out it had to be fixed from the outside, and nobody wanted to hang outside the plane at 30,000 feet to repair the toilet. So they went back to Oslo, and once it was on the tarmac, the ground crew fixed the toilet, and the flight resumed without further incident. And our final story today comes from California, where a woman named Megan Day ordered a tiny Russian hat from an Amazon seller named Russian Bear. The package didn't come in 2 days or 3 days or 4 days. It actually took more than 4 weeks. And when Megan finally opened it, there was no hat inside. Instead, the box, which was sent from the Ukraine, contained a Cuban cancer drug made from blue scorpion venom that's illegal in the United States. Not exactly the hat she was hoping for. Megan took to Twitter to post the story, along with a picture of the yellow envelope covered in mail stamps and a small white box with the label Vitatox on the front. One woman who saw her story actually reached out and offered her advice on where she could find that hat domestically without a similar mishap happening again. As for Amazon, they haven't commented on the situation, but Megan wonders if somewhere on the dark web there are instructions to purchase those oligarchical felt hats from Amazon in order to receive illegal scorpion drugs. She wrote, quote, "The seller intentionally chose a bizarre niche product that no one would ever organically mistakenly order. Except me, of course," unquote. And those are your knuckleheads of news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. If you've got one for our final batch next week, become one of my contributors and get the credit. Email it to paul@harrisonline.com.